this service, we have been speaking to the theme of finding the path to working for justice. We are surrounded by injustices, and it can feel overwhelming. Faith is one of the ways that people have found a path and people to guide them along it or walk it with them. It's my pleasure to introduce today some of the guides who are working within our very own congregation. These folks work with our justice focus teams of immigrant and refugee rights, Wisconsin Unitarian Universalist State Action Network, or WUSON, and MOSES, which stands for Madison Organizing for Strength, Equity, and Solidarity. Lila, Pete, Tom, and Joan, we appreciate what you do for James Reeb Unitarian Universalist Congregation and for the community. Here's how this will work. Each team will speak for 5 minutes on what their focus team is doing, why it's important, and how you can get involved. We'll continue with the service, then spend the first 20 minutes of coffee hour with our speakers, asking them questions as a big group. You may have gotten a white piece of paper today if you're here in the sanctuary to write your questions on, since there's such a big gap between the content and the Q&A. And if you're on Zoom, just hold it to write it into the Zoom chat at the time. Our first speaker will be Lila Pine via Zoom. All our speakers are going to be via Zoom today.
Hi, my name is Lila Pine, and I'm a longtime member of Reeb. I've spent the past 23 years, I've spent the past 23 years working with immigrants in Madison and at the Arizona-Mexico border. The Reeb Immigrant and Refugee Rights Team, or IRRT, partners with various immigrant-led and refugee organizations here in Madison and with Voces de la Frontera, which Pete Haney will tell you about in a couple of minutes. The coalition has several hands-on volunteer opportunities with immigrant and refugee families. We also advocate for immigrant rights at the state and federal levels, educate and update our members, join rallies, marches, and direct action for justice, and provide support for thousands of asylum seekers and refugees in Dane County. It is very humbling and transformative to see how these courageous people who have suffered so much violence and trauma at home have maintained a sense of hope and optimism, and how grateful they are for even an hour of your time volunteering with our partner organizations. Some of the ways you can help if you join us is joining the coalition's volunteer drivers program, joining the volunteer short-term housing program to be a temporary host to one or more immigrants or refugees. Talk to me about our wonderful experiences doing that if you want. Sponsoring an Afghan refugee overseas who's seeking humanitarian parole to join their family members already living in Madison, or working on our advocacy and communications team. Please contact me at the email or cell phone number that I've put in the chat box with any questions or suggestions for projects you'd like to work on with the Immigrant and Refugee Rights Team. And please stay online for the coffee hour for more information and answers to any questions you have on how you can help bend the arc of the universe toward justice and compassion. And now Pete Haney will tell you about our other community partner, Voces de la Frontera.
Thanks, Lila. So my name is Pete Haney. I've been a member of the congregation for about 5 years. And Voces de la Frontera is a labor and immigrant rights organization based in Milwaukee. And it is the Dane Sanctuary Coalition's main partner for nonpartisan advocacy around immigrant and refugee rights. Reeb is, of course, a member of the Dane Sanctuary Coalition. So our local chapter, our local Voces chapter's organizer, Nindic Velasquez, took some time off in 2021 to welcome a new daughter with her husband, Luis, who's a Methodist pastor and fellow activist. And Nindic is now back in the saddle, and we're excited to work with her again. You'll probably remember that in May, BOCES organized a massive lobby day at the Capitol, bringing members from all over the state to encourage state legislators to pass a law allowing people without social security numbers to get driver's licenses in Wisconsin. The legislature hasn't acted on that yet, but BOCES hopes that support from the dairy industry can persuade reluctant Republicans to pass it. On the federal level, many Trump-era policies remain in effect. Spectacular enforcement actions at the southern border, the administration's slowness to reunite families separated by Trump, and the persistence of 287G, a program that basically deputizes local law enforcement as immigration agents, have disappointed many of us. So is the lack of congressional action on immigration reform. Recently, BOCES members marched through the streets of Washington, and around 25 people blocked the stairway outside Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas's home with banners that said, "End police, ICE, terror, no 287G," while others painted the words "End 287G" on the street. The Biden administration has promised to end 287G during the campaign, but has not delivered yet. BOCES has been working hard on a campaign to support workers here at Medline Industries in Waukegan, Illinois, for inconsistent and discriminatory application of COVID rules and for firing workers who called out safety problems. And that's part of a broader campaign for essential worker health and safety. And as this fall approaches, BOCES de la Frontera Action, which is the electoral arm of the organization, the separate C4, will be working again to mobilize voters as it did in 2020. So pass it on to the next person. Thanks very much.
Hi, I'm Tom Boswell, and I've been working with WUSAN, the state UU State Action Network, for about 6 months. Though I attended some early meetings about 4 years ago with Tim Corden from our congregation and Molly Plunkett from Prairie UU. I think we can say that WUSAN is in its birthing stage right now still, but it's a good time for you to get involved. There are UU state action networks in many other states, including very strong ones in neighboring Minnesota and Illinois. And recently, Lyle has talked to me about the state action network in Arizona, which is also very strong. The WUSAN mission, according to our website, is to build a statewide advocacy network employing the power of the collective voice of Unitarian Universalists in Wisconsin. We uphold the worth and dignity of every person while acting to further justice, equity, and compassion. The phrase, "the power of collective voices," really resonates for me personally. I think it's what WUSAN is really all about. Reaching out to others, UUs around the state, collecting or gathering our voices, and increasing our power by doing this. I think it's no accident that WUSAN embraced the Building Unity movement early on, a movement that began right here at James Reeb about 4 years ago. Because the goal of Building Unity is to entice people and groups to get out of their silos and work with other individuals and groups to increase our power for the betterment of all, for our UU values, and for the common good. I've been reading Mike McCabe's most recent book, Unscrewing America, which I heartily recommend to everyone. Mike grew up on a farm in the central and most conservative part of Wisconsin, and he knows about silos. He says they are no fit place to live. They are cramped, cold, and dirty. They work well for storing feed for cattle, but not so well for storing our collective hopes and dreams. A positive thing I've noticed in the few months working with WUSAN and talking to UU ministers and leaders around the state is that people up in the Northeast and the Northwest parts of the state and in the Southeast corridor along Lake Michigan and in the Fox Valley are not living and working in isolation. They are working with a number of different groups like Wisdom Affiliates, the League of Women Voters, Indivisible, Citizen Action, other faith groups, and with our Indigenous nations. WUSAN wants to encourage and assist in this collaboration statewide. At the First Church in Milwaukee, they have so many social justice focus groups that they have a whole brochure to list them all. Their UU the Vote efforts come under a broader umbrella called Defending Democracy. I think this is important because democracy is not something we just do during elections. As Mike McCabe says, democracy is a verb, not a noun. WUSAN is going to focus on the UU the Vote for the rest of this year for obvious reasons. Hopefully we will focus on doing democracy as well as getting people to the polls. One way James Reeb members can plug into WUSAN right now is by organizing a team to help the UU the Vote. You can talk to members of our social justice team about this. And you can join us on Zoom for a statewide meeting on Wednesday, August 24th at 6 p.m. for a conversation with Mike McCabe, who happens to be a Northside resident here and a former candidate for governor. Mike will be talking with UUs and members of other groups about how we can talk to people who we don't usually talk to and maybe are afraid to talk to about the upcoming elections, about democracy, and about our values. Thank you.
Joan.
Hi, I'm Joan Kemble, and I'm a member of MOSES. MOSES stands for Organizing in Strength and Equity and Solidarity. It's all about reforming criminal justice. The state organization that we're part of is Wisdom. See, I wear my Wisdom shirt that we wear to actions at the Capitol and elsewhere. So 10 years ago, James Reeb was one of the 10 founding members to establish MOSES. And MOSES is one of the 10 affiliates of Wisdom, which is the statewide overseer. Okay, we're a Dane County organization, grassroots, interfaith, nonpartisan, nonprofit. The mission is to build collective power, like Tom was talking about, only in this case to dismantle systems of mass incarceration and to reduce mass supervision. That's when they're out of prison, but they have a lot of restrictions on behavior and wear ankle bracelets. If they break these rules, they could be sent back to prison. It's called crimeless revocation. We want to eradicate racial disparities in the community because we know that that contributes to the large percentage of people of color who are incarcerated. Okay, the organization does education so we can understand the issues, training in racial awareness, and for leadership, advocacy. We attend and speak sometimes at county board meetings and the legislature, and action. Wisdom, our parent organization, puts on an action day where we hear about the issues, and then all people from all over the state march to the Capitol and lobby. We've had some victories. The first one was Ban the Box, was a little box on job applications asking if you'd been incarcerated. We got rid of that. But the big one is reconsidering the size of the jail. I'm sure you've all read about all of this. It's been going on for years. And one of our task forces, the Jail System Reform Initiative, has worked really hard. And so they are reconsidering it, and it has gotten a little smaller. So another victory is getting the county board and the legislature to fund behavioral health resource center and mental health triage center. These are huge. If we do that, you see, we can divert people. So we do before, during, and after incarceration. So this, of course, is before, as is the task force called Racial Justice for Children, who want to interrupt the school to prison pipeline, which we know is a bad thing and happens. Recently, they made a statement in timely fashion that we are opposed to teachers having guns. Public safety deals with the police. That's another before. Now, during, we have conditions of confinement task force that mostly deals with solitary confinement, but also high phone rates for prisoners and other things. There's also the old law parole. In 2000, they came up with truth in sentencing. Now that ended the previous way of indeterminate imprisonment and expecting that people would get on parole before their sentence was over. We have 2,300 people in prison who are old law and have not been given parole hearings. And post-release, we want to get rid of something called CCAP, which is an online list of everybody who's been convicted of a felony and eviction people. You stay on it for life. We want to limit the number of years you can be on that. Public access. So I did not mention one task force, the treatment and diversion task force, dealing with alternatives to being sent to jail, as those earlier behavioral health and mental health centers will do. Now, check the Moses Madison website. We would like to have you come to meetings on the first Sunday of the month, 2:30 to 4:30. August 7th is one. You don't have to deal with all these issues, but pick one and get involved. Thank you.